The Four Leaves of Lux Clover. For those of you who may not have had the benefit of having been with us at the start of our conversation with Stacey and C. Grant, we're going to break that down for you one more time, just so you can be on the same page with the rest of the Speaking With community. If you would, Stacey, tell us again what you mean by the Four Leaves of Lux Clover, or if you will, share with us again, just briefly, what you mean by luck.
I sure will. Thank you again, Carl, for this opportunity. So luck is something that 90% of people on this planet would love for a stroke of good luck to just land on them, for a pot of gold to drop in their lap, to win the lotto, and you name it, down the list, all of the things that they just sit around wishing would happen. And the reality is luck is not something that just happens. You create it, and you create it by creating the opportunities, not just when opportunity meets preparation, but you understanding that luck is creating that opportunity that you want to be prepared for. So I am blessed to be able to use this trademark, the Four Leaves of Lux Clover, in honor of my grandmother. But Carl, what I didn't share in the first part of our interview was a few years ago at her 91st birthday, I said to her, Grandma, where did this Four Leaves of Lux Clover come from? Because I use it in my platform, I've incorporated it, we're protecting it, and I just don't want anybody coming after me, suing me.
I hear you.
And she said, your great-grandfather. And I said, what? She said, your great-grandfather on your grandfather's side, his father, was the headmaster of a school in Jamaica, West Indies. So that's the equivalent of a principal here in the United States. And she said every morning he would bring the students up to the rooftop where they would have their morning devotion and instruction, and he would have them recite affirmations. And at 91, she could still repeat a few of them without missing a beat. But that particular one, courage and will, perseverance and skill, these are the Four Leaves of Lux Clover, happened to resonate with me, and one that she used with all of us. If you say to one of my cousins, they're like, oh, that's Grandma. Mm. And I didn't realize that I was honoring my own ancestor when I went and formally put that into my platform. And when I arrived with my CD, when it hot off the press and I showed it to my grandmother, she started crying and I started crying. She's like, that's me, that's what I thought you. So my makeup was ruined that day. But I was so excited to be able to show her what her impact on my life was in print, and not knowing that I was honoring my own great-grandfather, and understanding that that message of luck was what she wanted to impart on all of us, that we weren't going to sit around and just wait for things to happen. We were going to make them happen. We were going to create those opportunities. And those Four Leaves were the ways in which we created those opportunities to get that quote-unquote luck that everybody would like in their lives.
So the Four Leaves, we have one leaf is courage, another leaf is will, uh-huh. Another leaf is perseverance, and another leaf is skill. And you mentioned to us, and you shared this with us again, this luck is all about work. And as I look at these different leaves, each of them requires some level of work in and of themselves. Could you share with us the significance, the relevance of each of these leaves?
I sure will. So courage being the first one, it takes a lot of courage to just get up in the morning and go about our daily tasks. Some of us take that for granted, and we have some in our society that just struggle to just have a sound foundation and sound mind when they get up and go about their day. So not to take it for granted, it takes courage to do anything. And I share that in the CD, that one of the ways in which I use an example for courage comes from Martin Luther King, and it's intertwined with faith. And he says, faith is taking the first step even if you don't see the whole staircase. So in order to take that first step, in order to have the courage to move, you have to be able to build what I call your courage meter. You have to be able to get to a place where even when something is unsure or not solid or not completely thought out, that you understand that everything you need, you already have residing inside of you. And believing that you have the courage to take that next step, to do what's uncomfortable now so that you can have comfort later, to put yourself in a mind that life is not going to be easy. It's hard. But knowing that when you have the courage to do the work, to take that step, to move forward, the reward is greater than anything that you could have imagined. Just like in The Wizard of Oz, one of my most favorite movies of all time.
Yes, ma'am.
When the lion wanted courage. That's what he wanted. If I were king of the jungle, you know. Clearly I'm not a singer and it's king of the forest, but I even go through that in the CD. He had it all along, but we're thinking it's something external, something outside of us that we need in order to have the courage. The courage sits within you. It's in the power of your being to know that you are here for a reason, that you came from your parents for a divine purpose. And getting the courage to do should come from the miraculous birth of your existence. That in and of itself is enough for you to understand that if you could come through the miracle of life, there has to be more. And no matter how difficult it may seem, how uncomfortable it may be, you will never know the extent of your greatness unless you use the courage that's already inside of you to take that next step.
And this courage is something that once we recognize is there. And I imagine some people are listening to you and they're thinking, well, okay, the courage is already inside me. And maybe they're thinking of some examples of where they did indeed exercise courage. Is it static or is courage something that can develop?
Courage is something that can develop. And it develops according to when you need it. And that courage meter rises when you need it. Sometimes you might need just a little bit of courage to introduce yourself to that person that you're looking at across the room and you want to establish a relationship with. You might need a higher meter reading when you're looking to go for funding for a program that you want to start. Or you might need to max it out completely when you're going to an investor that's going to give you $1 million for your business. And you could be shaking in your boots, but you're going to walk up, come in prepared, you've done the work, and you're ready to present the value that you bring. So that courage meter, it varies, and it grows, and it moves with you. The more you do, the more you take action, it's the ability to build up that courage meter so that nothing and no one could ever get in the way of you accomplishing your goals and your dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the leaves of the four leaves of Lux Clover, the courage. We have three more that Stacey NC Grant is going to share with us. Stay with us. She and I will be right back.